Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Fuck the prime time, bitch!
You're scary.
Why haven't you checked the children?
It all began with a scream over 911.
Good evening, Slasher fans. It has been a couple of weeks now since we've had a brand new episode of Slasher Studios Horror Podcast. We were out in the cold, out in the mountains of Wisconsin, filming our second feature-length slasher film, Dismembering Christmas, and tonight's podcast is all about the making of that film. So hopefully we'll have some exciting stories to share with you. My co-host, Andrew, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing good, yeah. Andrew was there the entire two-week journey with me. So, yeah, we're going to have some great stories. I know that several people are going to be calling in with kind of stuff that they want to share from the making of the film. So I guess we can kind of just jump right in and see who's going to call in, what they had to share, what they had to say, and all of that fun stuff. So I guess before we kind of go into that, Andrew, have you been recovering since the shoot?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's been pretty nuts. I went straight back, you know, to work and everything like that. And it's been a weird transition to come back to. I definitely miss it. I don't know. It's just really weird. Like it doesn't feel normal to be back in real life. I want to be back in movie land.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, kind of every time that I make a movie, it's kind of that transition back into the real world and like just being like, oh yeah, there's people out there and there's a life outside of this, which is, I guess, kind of nice if you like people. But yeah, I miss it already. I mean, it's only been a couple of days. I know already Austin has been working on a teaser trailer that we should be premiering soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. Lots of stuff going on there. We also have some, it looks like we have a caller right away. So we will see who we have on the line. Area code 310, you're on the air.
Hey. Hello.
How's it going?
It's Austin.
Hi, Austin.
What's up?
How's it going?
Not bad. I'm just eating some dinner.
I know, I'm staring at my dinner, too. I'm going to be sneaking fries during this entire conversation.
Good. That's what I'm doing with pasta.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, I had to make it myself. I don't have Scott here making me food.
I know. That is one thing I missed. I swear, I had so many people tell me how much I lost weight during these, like, 2 weeks I was gone, and I'm like, well, yeah, I had somebody to, like, feed me decent food.
Yeah, it was probably the best I've eaten in months or maybe ever.
I know.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you guys on that. I kind of miss Scott's home cooking and all of that good stuff. So, Austin, you've been working on a teaser trailer for the movie. Can you share anything about that for the listeners?
No. I'm kidding. I mean, I put one together, as you guys know, during shooting just for the cast and crew to see, and that was pretty cool. And the one that people are going to see is probably going to be similar, but we got to find the right sort of tone for it, and I'm working on that. I was talking to Dylan about that. Actually, I messaged him today. That'll be out hopefully sometime very soon. But I also started working on the actual movie today and worked on the first two scenes. Got some rough cuts of those.
Oh, that's
fantastic. How's it looking? It's looking good. It's got a long way to go, particularly with sound, but it's looking good.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
So jumping right into kind of the making of the film, I guess I'll kind of play a moderator doing this. Andrew, this was kind of this was both of your guys' first feature length slasher film. I guess I'll start with Andrew. What was it like kind of going into this, and what were you expecting?
I really didn't know what to expect because, I mean, I've helped out with, like, a couple of friends of mine while making a movie, but that was, like, for the most part, I pretty much was on set for what I shot, and then I was, like, cooking. Well, not cooking, but I would be running back in town for, like, snacks and stuff. So this was a whole, like, I was never, like, flat out, like, on location for 2 weeks. And it was a lot of fun. Like, it was definitely... I was nervous because there was so many people and I only knew like two of them. So I was like, oh God, this could either be really, really good or it could be really bad. Thankfully it was really, really good. Cause we all got along.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. It's kind of, you really never know what you're going to get into with something like this. You never know if your cast and crew are going to get along, if, you know, there's going to be any kind of temperaments or, you know, especially filming out in the middle of nowhere, it's going to be freezing cold. You know, what are you going to do? So, yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking. So, Austin, you signed on as director back in June for this project. We talked a little bit on Twitter. We've been friends for a long time. Going into this film, I mean, you've been attached to it for now 7 months. What were your expectations in making your first and directing your first slasher feature?
Well, I was very, very worried just about, like, myself in general. Like, will I be able to handle this? This is a lot of responsibility. I'm in charge of everything. Oh, my God. Who thought this was an okay idea? What is Kevin thinking? But... No, I was nervous. I was worried that I wouldn't get along with anyone, just because I've had experiences in the past making movies that working with new people sometimes can be a disaster. And luckily everything was like, I can't believe how well the shoot went. I can't believe how cool everyone was. And like some of the footage we got, I never expected the movie to look the way it does. And it's exceeded expectations in literally every single way.
No, that was definitely incredible. Very much the same way.
Yeah.
So I guess a question for both of you. Going into this film, I guess I started with Andrew before, so I'll start with Austin this time. Was there a specific scene, without giving away spoilers, that you were apprehensive for filming or kind of you didn't know what you wanted to do and it actually kind of came out better than that? And I know it's hard not giving spoilers, but can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, more than shots I wasn't sure what I wanted to do with, it was the shots I did know what I wanted to do with them. Those are the ones I was worried about because I was like, too big a thing. No one's going to want to do this. It's going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to be difficult to get this shot or that shot. One shot in particular, I was like, everyone's just going to say absolutely not. But everyone was cool with it, and I think it's one of the best shots in the movie. I'm pretty sure you guys know what I'm talking about. And definitely all the shots that I had in my head, I think, came across, and we got them in some ways better than they even were in my head. And that's exciting. And then, I mean, a lot of the movie, as you guys know, we had to rework because the layout of the location was different from what was scripted. And then just there were just issues with how everything came together that we had to think on our feet and change a few things last minute. I think even that stuff that, to be honest, I was really worried about, it turned out really great. And it's probably some of the better stuff in the movie.
No, I agree. Andrew, was there a specific scene that you were kind of looking forward to filming or seeing how it was going to be shot that kind of exceeded your expectations as to how it looked or how it turned out?
No, I mean, I didn't really know what to expect. And seeing the footage that was shot, I mean, for us having less than $10,000, the stuff I saw looks way more expensive than a budget of $10,000. So I think a lot of people will be very impressed with that. I mean, it looks very professional and polished, and all of the actors did a really good job.
And that lighting, thank you, Dylan.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Dylan did great lighting. He was like, are you going to call in? He's like, no, it makes me nervous, and nobody really wants to hear from the lighting guy.
That's not entirely true.
Dylan was a lifesaver. He really made many of these scenes come to life. I mean, just seeing like the behind the scenes photos and stuff. I mean, every kind of frame of this film just drips Christmas atmosphere, which was something that we really wanted to embrace. And that was one of our goals right from the very beginning when we first started the script, was that too many Christmas slashers out there didn't really feel like they had much Christmas element to them. I mean, a good case in point would be the Silent Night remake, which I actually enjoyed, but although it took place at Christmas and had some Christmas elements to it, it never really felt like a Christmas movie. So I guess kind of going back to the shoot, it started out a little rocky at the very beginning. And that had to do a little bit with the roads and a little bit of the weather. So I guess, Andrew, do you want to share your kind of favorite outside story?
Oh, God. I mean, rocky is kind of an understatement. See, for the listeners that do not know, Google Maps sent us on the wrong way to the cabin through a road that was not plowed. So multiple people got stuck there, including us. And then these roads were super narrow, and it was super just like slippery, and there was all these hills and everything. So you had to go like too fast to get up the hill, because otherwise you would start sliding backwards. But then you also would end up in the ditch if you went too fast because you slid. So, I mean, the first like 4 days, I helped push out like 7 cars. I don't push out cars. I'm lazy. I don't go to the gym. I hurt for like 3 days afterwards. It was the worst thing. But, I mean, you can't beat the location we had. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. And, I mean, we just have to know next time if we make a winter slash movie to have snow tires and chains.
Well, and you left for it before the very end, because we actually had 2 more that we had to get out of there after you left. So it was kind of a good bookend to the pool.
But we were there for like an extra hour after everyone left. It was like another hour before we got out of there, because we had to move Zach's fucking van out of up the hill and out of the snow.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, those first few days, though, were just awful. Like, I mean, they were kind of awful. Like, we're making a movie, but it just was not going as well as I would have liked. And part of that was just the snow and it's just a difficult driveway.
Yeah, and I mean, the first day of shooting, one of our cast members got stuck, so you couldn't really start until he was there. But then we went to go get him unstuck, and we got stuck going to get him unstuck. So, I mean, it was a mess. Like, everything was just chaotic and crazy, but, you know, in the end, I think what we made will be good.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I completely agree. So Austin kind of touched on it a little bit. We had a fantastic shooting location that almost was very different from how it was scripted, but it was different in a good way. This place was huge. At our peak, we had 18 cast and crew members staying at one house. So I guess I can start with Austin. Austin, you want to tell the listeners a little bit about our shooting location and kind of what we did with it to make it extra Christmassy?
Well, to
to be honest, I didn't realize, like, that the cabin wasn't Christmassy when we got there, because it was so Christmassy for, like, most of the time. So, I mean, everyone did a really good job decorating it. But, we had to drive down these freaking roads that were completely snow, that were sliding all over. They were a pain to drive on. And then we get to the end of the road on Google Maps, and we have to still go on these snowy roads, just basically winging it to wherever the hell the cabin is. And we finally get there. There's this super steep driveway that it's fine going down, but coming up is another story. But it was right on the lake. There was snow everywhere and trees, and it was at night. It was pitch black. It was terrifying, but it was very cool. And the inside was super nice. It was huge. Yeah, we had 18 people, but, like, we weren't sleeping like sardines or anything. It was actually pretty comfortable. I slept on the floor for the whole 2 weeks. Yeah, no, I wasn't getting sick of seeing people, which is surprising if you're me.
Yeah, it just seemed that there was enough space for everybody to kind of, like, spread out, so we weren't all, like, down each other's throats every waking moment.
Yeah. Yeah, no, agreed. It was awesome.
No, it was really cool. And, yeah, I have to give a special shout-out to both Zach as well as Andrew for helping out and making this cabin extra Christmassy. Like I said, it kind of oozed atmosphere, and we couldn't have done it without you guys, so thank you.
Well, and I got to give a big old shout-out to my mom for loaning me so much Christmas stuff, too. I mean, it was just kind of ridiculous. That last day I was at home, I just had a pad of paper going through the house being like, that and that and that and that and that. And my mom's like, why all this stuff? I'm like, because it's creepy. She's like, I don't know if that's a compliment. I'm like, it's fine.
Those dolls.
Those dolls. Oh, I love those dolls. I had no idea how everybody would react to those dolls.
Great.
Yeah, and
so awesome.
Special thanks to your mom for, without giving away any spoilers, brought something that is very much in display for our final act. So once soccer fans see it, they're going to be very, very much thrilled to see kind of it in action. And that's all I'm going to say, but it's going to be worth the wait when it comes to that. And just kind of that, I guess we can talk about kind of that, just the very end of that final act, without giving away any spoilers. It involved lots and lots of blood, just spraying everywhere. A long shoot day. Austin, how were your kind of nerves and what were your feelings kind of going into the final act and making this film?
So last night?
Yeah.
I think the last night went really well, actually. Yeah, we shot long hours. I mean, we finished at like 6:30, 7 in the morning. But when we finished, we were all super pumped, and it was a lot of fun. And so I think the last night went really well, especially if you contrast it with the first night, which was the worst night of my life. it was awesome.
Yeah, I saw with the last night, everybody had a really good time. I myself did not make it until 6:30 in the morning. About 4:30, I was like, I'm shutting down. I need to go to bed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a rough night. It was very, very cold. But Nina and the rest of the cast were troopers about it.
Oh, I know. They were total troopers about everything. I mean, most of our cast was from warmer climates, and to have them out filming in the cold weather for a lot of the time. And some of those coats they had to wear looked good on camera, but they weren't exactly really, really warm. So you had to give them a lot of credit for it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But they were troopers.
So did you guys, I guess I'll start with Andrew on this one. Did you have a favorite day of the shoot where something went exceptionally right, or you were really proud of something that kind of came up from it, or really proud of, like, something that you worked on in regards to set design, or kind of all of the above?
There wasn't really, like, one
like moment that I liked more than the rest because I enjoyed all of it. I mean, it was just such like a fun like whirlwind. I never would have expected like 2 years ago that I would have spent 2 weeks making a movie and having just like a great time and meeting all these really cool people that I'm going to be keeping in contact with and like chatting with and every stay friends with. So it's just one of those where it's like, I just don't feel like I can just name one. Although Nutsies was pretty fun. And finding that vintage shop with Zach and Nina and Leah was very creepy, but it was, yeah, no, I mean, and then there was just so much, like, the party scene was amazing to film. It was so cool to see all that come to life, and it was just, it was cool to, like, having read the script so many times to seeing that kind of stuff come to life and being like, wow, you know, I didn't think that it was going to go, like, in that direction of how they're saying it, but it works better when it's said that way because I thought it was going to be more of, like, a snarky line, and they're playing it more, like, it was really, really, really cool, and I can't wait to make another one. Like, I'm running through ideas already. By the way, Austin, you're going to help direct this other one, too.
Sounds good to me.
So I guess a question for Austin, like we said before, this is kind of your first slasher feature. A lot of expectations, a lot of stuff going into this. You know, was there one particular part of the shoot, directing wise, that you're kind of most proud of your work and kind of what you got accomplished?
I think there are a bunch of very large portions of it that I'm going to be really happy with. I mean, I think overall I'm going to be really happy with it, but there are, yeah, particular scenes that I'm especially happy with. That I will not talk about because they would be spoilers, but I think it was definitely a good experience, and the movie's going to be cool, and any things that I'm worried about in this one, I'll just fix the next time because we got good stuff this time. But yeah, there are definitely things I think I could have handled better in terms of just, oh, maybe I should have shot this a little different or whatever, but a lot of it was so, like, it was so quick that we had to change things and shoot it that I think they're good the way they are, but yeah.
No, I mean, every film's a learning experience. Well, it looks like
yeah.
We have another caller online, so we'll see who this is. Area code 920, you're on the air with Slasher Studios Horror Podcast.
Hey guys, this is John. How's everybody doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Just finished dinner. You guys are doing awesome.
Oh, thank you. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about the role that you play in Dismembering Christmas?
All right. So I am John Crowkramer. I played the role of Justin. He's a little bit dorkier. He's a little unsure of himself. So he's definitely, I'd say, the whipping boy for some of the characters during the shot. So it was a really fun character to play.
Very nice. Did you have kind of a favorite memory from the shoot, something that you really liked doing or something that was kind of outside of what you normally do when it comes to acting, kind of without giving any spoilers, I guess?
Without giving any spoilers, and I know Austin kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, but the party scene was a lot of fun. There's a scene where we're all just kind of sitting around and going over some of the stories and some of the urban legends and then getting to playing some party games that kind of get out of hand. So it was a really fun shot to do and a fun scene. And got to give a shout-out from a man, Jordan, who definitely came through big. You guys will understand that once you watch the film. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
No, both Jordan and Anthony, who worked as camera and DP for our film, both did an incredible job coming up with some really interesting stuff visually. and interesting, kind of fits very well with that party scene, which you guys will find out later. So I guess, Andrew or Austin, do you guys have any questions for John now that we have him on the line?
I don't know. Andrew, go ahead.
Well, what was like expectations of the shooting? I mean, I know you worked with them on Don't Go to the Reunion, but were you expecting something different than what you got, or were you happy, or did you just hate everybody? You can say it, you hated everybody.
No, I won't go that far to say I hate everybody, but no, it was a lot of fun. It was a really good script. As soon as I saw it and started, even when I read the sides before the audition, it seemed like it was going to be a lot bigger and bloodier and more intense than Don't Go to the Reunion. And it was a lot of fun shooting that one, and this one was just a million times bigger and better, I guess. From the standpoint of the story was just absolutely amazing to play out, and everyone was amazing. Austin was awesome to work with. He definitely had a clear picture in his mind about what he wanted the scenes to look like, and he did an awesome job communicating to everyone involved to really bring it to life. And the cast and the rest of the crew were just, they're all amazing people. Everyone brought their personality, and they were a ton of fun to be around, and I absolutely miss you guys.
Oh, we miss you too.
I know, it's weird. I'm so used to, like, I was, like, spoiled. I woke up for 2 weeks and had all these great people to talk to, and I wake up here, and I'm like, I have my cats.
Yeah, I may be Facebook and Instagram stalking all of you, so.
Oh, I've been doing it, too. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll ask this question to each of you, because I'm sure that you guys are all going to have very different answers. We're hoping to have this film done and ready for release this fall. We'll be able to tell you guys more about our premiere and kind of our release schedule once it gets a little bit closer. But we will be starting an Indiegogo campaign next month, starting on Friday the 13th. For anyone that didn't get a chance to become a backer the first time, if you guys want your name and the special credits, this is going to be your chance. The more money we raise, the more Blu-rays we can order for the film, which are going to include some extra exclusive extras, including some behind-the-scenes featurettes, which I got to give a special shout-out to Patrick and Michelle for shooting those. Those were a lot of fun. We got some exclusive interviews. But so what? Let's say 1 year from today, where do you see this film, and what do you think is going to be the slasher fans' reaction to it? I will start with Austin on this one.
Oh, God. where do I see it? What do you mean?
I mean, like, do you see this being a big film festival hit, word of mouth, kind of a cult movie? What do you think is just going to be the general consensus behind it?
Oh, I think slasher fans will have a good time with it. I think there's a lot of stuff in it that hopefully you don't get from other movies, especially movies with the budget this low. I mean, it really does look great, and that's the lighting, and that's the camera work. It's Anthony Jordan Dillon. It's the set decoration, the acting, everything is really awesome. And yeah, I think for its budget especially, it really kind of exceeds expectations, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. I think people who see it at conventions or festivals are going to have a good time with it, and hopefully it'll be a crowd pleaser.
How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, of course, I mean, with the internet now, everyone's a critic, and everyone's going to, like, there's going to be people that are going to be like, oh, it was awful, it was terrible. I mean, before we even shot, there was somebody being like, this looks stupid. But I think the thing of it is we pulled off and put in, like, a movie that looks much expensive than the budget we had. And I think visually it's going to look really good. All the acting is very solid. And, I mean, we put our hearts and soul into it. So I think it is going to play off pretty successful. And if people don't like it, then I don't want to be friends with them.
Okay, John, you can finish up that question.
I definitely think this is a film that has all the potential in the world. It could go pretty far. I can see this thing really taking off, and I really think people are going to love it. And I, for one, look forward to those awesome reviews that Andrew alluded to a little bit. I know you got one really good one before we even started filming that was just absolutely hilarious. What was that one about another horror film ruining Christmas and all the religion that was thrown into that hateful comment? It was pretty awesome. But
that we should always remember that Jesus Christ was in the first Christmas slasher.
Oh, that's so horrible.
People are.
With the budget we had, I think you guys did a dynamite job really assembling a cast and crew that took the budget that we had and made it look like we had all the money in the world. So I think all the talents and the unique talents that people brought to the table really elevated this project way higher than I could have ever imagined it would have.
Yeah, I completely agree with all of your comments. I really think that slasher fans are really going to dig this one. We poured our hearts and souls into this film. I've been working on this film for about the last year and a half. This has really become my life. And I got to thank all of you guys for helping see this movie to completion. I mean, I guess not quite to completion yet, as Austin is working on editing, but it's been such an amazing ride along the way, and I can't wait to see what people's reactions are to it. So I guess one more question, and then I'll let you guys ask whatever questions you guys want to ask to any of us. But do you guys have any special shout-outs or thanks that we haven't done yet on our show to any cast, crew members, pretty much anything involved in the making of Dismembering Christmas?
I would say thanks to Sean for doing sound last minute and taking those awesome 35mm pictures.
Oh, my God, I love those pictures.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I mean, we all know that the real star of the movie was Overhead. I'm surprised he's not calling in talking about Overhead.
Special thanks,
Andrew.
Overhead.
That is rude
as
hell.
Rude as hell. Rude as hell. Hashtag sensuality.
Oh man, I miss everybody again. Oh,
I know. I miss everybody too. Yeah, it's just been so crazy. I want to give out a couple of special thanks to some of our biggest backers on the film. These people that I'm going to mention now went above and beyond any kind of expectation of just kind of making sure that we were able to make the movie that we had with the budget we had. So I got to give a special shout out to Wayne, as well as Jay, and then the last shout-out would go out to my mom. She was one of our biggest backers, too. So thanks, Mom, for supporting me every step of the way. I wouldn't be able to make these movies if it wasn't for you. So thank you, guys.
Aww.
So, yeah, I mean, do you guys have any questions you guys want to ask each other, or anything that you guys want to share before we wrap up the show?
I don't know.
I think there are so many good stories to tell, and I'm sure that people will hear them on like the commentary on the DVD and Blu-ray, but it was just really fun, I thought. Like, it really exceeded my expectations. I was really worried that, you know, people wouldn't get along and it would be a lot of problems, just because that can happen. And I think we got really lucky. We had, like, best-case scenario, and I think it comes across in the movie that everyone got along and was having a good time trying to do the best they could for the movie.
Okay, yeah, I completely agree. Andrew or John?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing of it, the behind-the-scenes stuff will answer a lot of stories because you'll already have seen the movie and we'll be talking about spoilers and stuff like that. But I mean, it was just, it was an experience I'm never going to forget. And I loved everything about it. And I'm so ready to make more. Like, I'm just, this is what I want to do. So we'll just see
how we'll do it.
Yeah. With blood.
How about you, John? Do you got anything that you want to share?
I think we covered pretty much everything, except that I think my toes have finally thawed out. I'm getting feeling back in those. So, I was really impressed with all the people coming from the warm clients and hanging outside when it was like -24 and everything. And that was really cool. And just, all the friendships and all the stories behind that you guys will get when you watch the DVD and Blu-ray, that it was an experience, once in a lifetime experience, and I'm really looking forward to that sequel, Stabbing in the Cabin.
Where everybody's twin sibling comes back.
Yep.
So we can have the same cast.
Shoot 2 and 3 back to back.
Yep.
Yes. No, it's gonna be a good time. People are gonna absolutely love this movie. Like I said before, make sure to check out our Indiegogo campaign, which will be starting February 13th, which obviously is a Friday the 13th. That'll be ending on March 13th, which is also a Friday the 13th. So we're gonna have Friday the 13th bookends. We have an exclusive backer award for that. Our amazing set designer, Zach, is going to be painting a full-size portrait of Jason to give away to our top backer on that. So, make sure to keep an eye out for that, as well as that incredible teaser trailer that Austin is working on. It's going to be, like, the best thing ever. Right, Austin?
You need to chill, Kevin. You got to master the art of lowering expectations and then giving me something amazing. No, it's gonna be a cool trailer. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We got a lot of stuff. It's just gonna be a lot of images. Just basically, here's a taste. Here's what we did. This is what the movie's gonna look like. And then there'll be another trailer later that kind of introduces the characters a bit more and gets people more pumped. But yeah, this first trailer is gonna be a lot of fun, and I think it's gonna get people excited.
Okay, awesome. So I guess both Austin and John, to end the show, is there anything that you guys want to promote to the listeners, any other projects you guys are working on, any links online where they can check out some of your guys' past work? I guess I can start with John on that one.
Nothing really coming up right now in the works, but yeah, I'll keep you guys posted, Facebook, Instagram. Always fun places to kind of follow along. So there's that. And then also want to promote the onesie. So make sure you guys get your onesies. They're very, very warm and comfortable. And, yeah, that's all I got.
Awesome. What about you, Austin?
I've been talking to Scott actually the last few days. We're working on whatever's going to be next. And hopefully some of you guys will be there or be involved helping us out. Not sure when that's going to happen or what it's going to be, but we're working on it. And then we'll also be finishing up the second season of our show, Survival of the Dumbest, which I think the first two episodes are already online, and that's pretty fun. So check that out. You can just find it on YouTube. But, yeah, just follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and then you'll hear about all this cool junk.
Okay, awesome. So, Andrew, do you have any last questions for our guests tonight before we wrap it up?
Why don't I get to ask what I was doing? No, I'm just kidding. No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I mean, I'm ready to go into, like, a multi-month coma, so when I wake up I can just watch the movie instead of having to wait.
That'd be amazing.
And then, when you're on a... on an IV diet, I'll get really skinny, and I'll be so happy.
There you go. See, it's a win-win for you. It's gonna be exciting. I just can't wait. I've been saying that like to everyone, and I've just been kind of promoting this to anyone and everyone who will listen. And thank you everyone out there who have been supporting this and liking the Facebook pages, Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, everywhere online. We've been getting so many likes on those awesome photos, which is incredible. So I think that people are really going to be pumped and jazzed to see the final film. So, if there's nothing else from you guys, I think we're going to call it a show, and we'll be back next week. So watch some slashers. Keep an eye out for more Dismembering Christmas news, as well as that trailer that's going to be coming soon. And hopefully you guys have a good night. It was a pleasure working with you all.
Yep, you guys too.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye. Love you guys.